day. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. A hopeful date for the start of Syrian peace talks. The UN envoy on Syria says he had hoped to convene peace talks between Syrian government and opposition members in Geneva today. This is Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura.
Due to the intense disagreements, frankly, and different opinions on who should be on the list, the actual beginning of the talks, which was meant to be today, 25 January, have been delayed.
But the special envoy said he was sending out invitations for the talks on Tuesday.
And the date which we'll be aiming at having the beginning of the intra-Syrian talks, 29th of January.
And that would be this Friday. Speaking during a visit to Laos, Secretary of State John Kerry said it's better to wait a few days and properly set up the process rather than have it fall apart on the first day. The U.S. is stepping up its efforts to help Laos deal with problems including hunger, unexploded ordnances, and technology access for the lower Mekong. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the initiatives during a visit to Vientiane today, where he will be laying the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama. Carl Thayer, a defense analyst at the University of New South Wales, says Laos will have to balance its international diplomacy as it takes over the chairmanship of ASEAN.
Obama is going to visit the region in May, particularly to Vietnam. He's setting up in the last bit of the year where American diplomacy can go with Laos as chair and to try to keep it on an independent and neutral course, rather than leaning towards China, which some people argue would be the case.
This is VOA News. In Malawi, the United Nations Children's Emergency Fund, or UNICEF, is carrying out a mass screening exercise for malnutrition in children under 5 years of age in 25 of the country's 28 districts. The exercise is in response to a recent vulnerability assessment report, which revealed 2.8 million people in Malawi are facing food shortages. Lamech Masina visited one of the screening centers in Zomba District in southeast Malawi and reports for VOA.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. The Chamba Screening Center in Malawi's old capital, Zomba, is jam-packed with mothers who have access to malnutrition treatment and want their babies screened. Eliza Kadeya, a resident of Chiwanganya village, had her 3-year-old child diagnosed as malnourished. She told VOA she's not surprised. She says she doesn't have food at home and it is becoming difficult even to find piecework to earn money for buying some food. And she says, for example, most of the babies that are crying here is because of hunger. Lamech Masina for VOA News, Zomba, Malawi.
Malawi is currently facing the worst food shortage in a decade, largely because of flooding and drought that hit the country last year. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later on this year. Brazil is suffering from an outbreak of the virus, which might be behind a spike in cases of infants being born with unusually small heads. A meeting of the World Health Organization that's going on right now in Geneva sheds more light on the virus, but urges caution. This is Director General Margaret Chan.
Although a causal link between Zika infection in pregnancy and microcephaly has not, and I must emphasize, has not been established, the circumstantial evidence is suggestive and extremely worrisome.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. Dr. Beth Bell is with the CDC.
Our growing concern now over the last short period of time is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
The CDC says there are no vaccines to prevent the spread of Zika, no drugs to treat those who are affected. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2000 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.